Hey there, coming at you from my couch, bundled up, a little under the weather, but still nonetheless excited to announce that the doors to Eat with Melons are now open. So if you have been wanting to finally end binge eating in your life so that you can release weight sustainably, now is the time to get in to Eat with Melons. The doors are going to be open for just a few days. So over the next few days, you have a chance to enroll as well as watch the trainings, which will be coming down for the in the next few days, or you can listen to the replays that are up here in the last episode here on the podcast. So all of that will be coming down and the doors will be closing in a few short days. So just go to rashondyates.com/join-eat-with-balance, or you can click on the link in the show notes. See you inside. Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. This is Rashonda Yates. I have recovered from binge eating, lost 60 pounds, and kept it off for over 2 years. And now I'm sharing my stories, tools, and tips to help you end your binge eating once and for all. So today I am talking about a question that I see a lot. And it's a question I can really, really relate to, which is how do you manage your binge eating? Or sometimes I see it worded as, how do you control your binge eating when you're feeling out of control? And, you know, I felt that this way for so long. I felt completely out of control. And I thought that, you know, I just need to get a handle on this. I just need to put a lid on this. And maybe you can relate to this. But what I eventually learned through experience truly surprised me, because I realized that even when I had control, it was just an illusion. I'll explain that a little later on, but first I want to address something that you may or may not have realized yet, depending on how long you've struggled. And that's that if you're managing your binge eating, if you're controlling your binge eating every day, you're not living. And I'll explain what I mean by that. If you're like most people, chances are that your goal isn't just to not binge. You probably want peace and freedom when it comes to this area of your life. You want it to be handled and you want it to be a thing of the past. You want to be able to enjoy your life, including your food, without feeling like you need to constantly be managing it or controlling it. So let's look at control for a moment. There's a huge difference between being controlling, let's say, and being in control. Being controlling is characterized by fear and anxiety. It's something that's done to prevent something bad from happening. It's fragile. A string of unforeseen circumstances can easily shake your perceived sense of control. It's rigid and it's contracted. Now let's look at being in control. Being in control is, ironically, to understand that you actually have no control, that truly no one does. It's flexible. It's in service of something good rather than to avoid pain. It's rooted in purpose or love. It's expansive. So, while all these things are true of being in control, at the same time, being in control is an illusion. Because the truth is, none of us really has any control in life. I mean, you could literally, you know, suffer a brain injury that damages the part of your brain that regulates inhibition and not be able to stop yourself from doing anything that you wouldn't want to do. A famine could happen where you would have no control over what you eat. But the paradox is that when you recognize your lack of control, that's the exact moment when you are most in control. Or what I should say is this: when you accept your lack of control, not just recognize, but also accept it, that's when you are most in control. because now you're operating from a place of surrender. This right here is one of the biggest leaps that many of you will have to take. Because those of us who struggle with binge eating like to cling to our control. And the fact of the matter is that as long as we cling to it, we'll always be pushing it away. So I'm going to share two quick stories that illustrate this, and then we will wrap up. So right before my rock bottom moment, I made one last ditch attempt at getting control over my eating. And I decided that I would no longer eat refined white flour because I tended to overeat it. And like clockwork, you can probably guess what happens, what always happened. Whereas maybe my cravings for like bread and pastries was generally at maybe a 7 or 8, which is kind of high, you know, especially in comparison to now. When I decided, okay, I'm not eating this anymore ever again, now the cravings were at a 12. So they're off the scale. All I could think about was eating refined white flour. Soon after this is when I had that rock bottom moment. Basically, I hit a point where I realized, whoa, I keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I've shared about that numerous times. You know, ordering pizza from an app while driving, incredibly dangerous, incredibly insane. But what happened after that was a pivotal moment for me. Because the next thing I did was the last thing that I thought would actually set me free and stop my binge eating. I gave up. I gave up the illusion of control. I stopped trying to manage my food, my body, and my eating. I stopped trying to be perfect. I stopped it all. And by giving up the illusion of control, I gained the ability to be in control of my responses to the world around me. And what can happen for me can happen for you. See, my rock bottom moment shifted things for me in an instant on the identity level. But you don't have to wait for a terrifying situation to change. You can actually choose right now to stop doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Change from the inside out doesn't only happen through trauma. It can also happen through awareness and intention. So here's an exercise that you can do really simple to help you get started. On a piece of paper or in your journal, write down the question, who would I be if I already had my dream relationship with food? And I want you to really picture what this would look like in your life 60 days from now, 90 days from now, a year from now. What are you doing? What does your morning look like? What happens when you wake up? What's happening throughout your day? What happens before you go to bed at night? What feelings are you having? What are you thinking? And I want you to capture all of this in your journal entry. The more details you can capture and the more emotion you can capture, the better. So that's today's episode. If you enjoyed it or you received value from any of the episodes here on the podcast, I'd love it if you would leave us a review on iTunes and help spread the word to help more people. So until later, I'll catch you next time on the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. over on Instagram. You can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.